Hey everyone, welcome back. You ready to dive into something interesting today?
Always up for a good deep dive.
We're tackling consumer behavior today. You know, why people buy what they buy. We've got some really interesting stuff from Tangible Consultants. They're a brand consultancy, really sharp folks.
Oh, I've heard of them. They're big on that whole brand reality idea, right?
Exactly. We'll get to that.
Yeah.
But first, I want to kick things off with something that I personally find fascinating, and that's behavioral economics, or BE for short.
Behavioral economics sounds kind of intimidating.
It sounds very official, right? But it's really just about understanding the psychology behind the everyday choices we make. And what's really interesting is that we aren't always as rational as we like to
You
think.
mean like those late-night online shopping sprees, where you end up with a cart full of stuff you never even knew you needed?
Oh, tell me about it. Been there, done that, bought the t-shirt. It's like my brain checks out and my credit card takes over.
Exactly. And that's behavioral economics in action. It's all about recognizing that our decisions, even the ones we think are totally logical, are often driven by subconscious factors.
So are you saying like marketing teams just need to figure out how to like appeal to our subconscious desires and then bam, we'll buy anything?
Well, it's not quite as simple as that, thankfully,
Yeah.
but it is more nuanced, more interesting. See, our brains have these two modes of thinking. Daniel Kahneman, he won a Nobel Prize, by the way, called them thinking fast and slow. System two, the slow one, that's our deliberate analytical side.
Yeah.
That's us comparing prices, reading reviews,
Yeah.
really trying to make the smart choice.
Like when I'm trying to decide on a new laptop. Okay, that's system two in the driver's seat.
Exactly.
Yeah.
But then there's system one. That's our fast thinking instinct, emotion, gut reactions, all that good stuff. And it often drives our purchasing decisions more than we realize.
So that's the impulse buy button. That's system one at work.
You got it. And this is why understanding behavioral economics is so powerful for businesses. Because if you can tap into those subconscious motivators, you can connect with consumers on a much deeper level.
And that actually reminds me of something from those Tangible articles. They were saying it's crucial to base your marketing on real-world data, not just like assumptions about what you think people want.
Right, because our assumptions can be way off. Tangible mentioned a study, really fascinating stuff, about a retail promotion. They tested two different offers. One highlighted a charity tie-in, and the other one was just a simple extra free volume deal, basically a bulk discount.
So which one do you think did better? I'm guessing people felt good about the charity tie-in, so they probably went for that one.
You'd think so, right? Seems like a no-brainer, support a good cause while you shop. But here's the thing, when they looked at the actual buying behavior, it was the extra free volume offer that won, hands down.
Wow. See, this is exactly what I'm talking about. I would bet money on the charity tie-in.
It's surprising, right?
Yeah.
But that's why you have to go beyond what people say they'll do and look at how they actually behave.
Right.
That's where the whole brand reality thing comes in. And that's what Tangible is all about.
So, we've established that people don't always know really what drives their decisions as consumers, and it sounds like companies don't always have a great handle on it either.
Yeah, sometimes they miss the mark completely. That's where fantasy marketing comes in. And believe me, it's way more common than you think.
Fantasy marketing, tell me more about that.
Well, it's like this brands can get so caught up in their own little world, their internal stories, this perfect customer they've dreamed up. They forget about what's actually happening out in the real world.
So how can a company tell if they've like wandered into fantasy marketing land? What are the warning signs?
Well, a big one is constantly chasing trends, changing their messaging every 5 minutes, trying to be the next big thing, or using language that just feels out of touch with their actual customers, trying to project this image that just doesn't line up with who they really are.
Oh, I totally see what you mean. It's like trying to fit a square peg in a round hole.
Exactly. And the thing is, you can have the most amazing, revolutionary product in the world, but if your marketing is all smoke and mirrors, it's not going to work. You're not going to connect with anyone.
It's like they say, right? You can't put lipstick on a pig. So let's talk about the antidote to this fantasy marketing. What's brand reality all about, and how do companies actually achieve it?
Brand reality. It's a great term, isn't it? It's all about ditching those assumptions, getting real about who you are as a brand, and maybe more importantly, who your customers really are. What do they actually care about? What are their pain points, the problems they're trying to solve?
It's about understanding what makes your audience tick on a much deeper level, right?
Exactly. And it's about going beyond what people say in focus groups or surveys. Because, let's be honest, people don't always say what they mean. It's about looking at their actual behavior. What do they gravitate towards? What actually resonates with them?
That reminds me, Tangible has that manifesto, right? With like 8 key points for achieving brand reality through research. What were some of those again?
Yeah. And you know what? A big takeaway is the importance of real-world testing. It's not enough to ask people what they think they do. You have to observe how they actually behave in a natural setting.
So less, what would you do? And more, show me what you actually do.
Exactly. And another thing, understanding the limitations of quantitative data. Don't get me wrong, numbers are great,
Yeah.
but they don't always paint the full picture, right? You need qualitative insights too. You
Yeah.
know, the stories, the emotions, the why behind the what.
So it's all about taking a more well-rounded approach to research.
Absolutely. We call that mixed methodology. Combine different approaches, get that 360-degree view of your customers. Because let's face it, human beings, we're not always logical, we're definitely not always predictable, and we don't always make sense.
And speaking of understanding your customers, how can companies use these principles, the behavioral economics, the brand reality? How do they actually apply all this to their marketing? Where do they even begin? So much to think about. We've talked about behavioral economics, real-world data, the need for brands to stay grounded in reality, but how do we actually put all this into practice? What's the next step?
Well, Tangible had this great point in their manifesto. It's all about being adaptable, you know, embracing this kind of iterative approach. It's not about getting everything perfect right out of the gate. It's about testing, learning, refining as you go.
So less about the rigid marketing plan, more about staying flexible, seeing what works.
Exactly. And I think that can be tough for some companies. You know, there's this tendency to cling to what you think you know, to stick with what's familiar, even when it's not really working anymore.
Especially if a company has had some success with a certain approach in the past, it's hard to let go, right? Even if the market's changing.
Absolutely. And that's where, you know, being really in tune with brand reality is so essential. Because if you've got your finger on the pulse, if you really understand what your customers want, what they need, you can adapt more quickly.
It's like that quote, the only constant is change.
Exactly. So to answer your question, how do you put this into practice? Start by being honest with yourself about your brand. What are you truly good at? What problems are you uniquely positioned to solve? And just as important, where do you fall short? What are the things you need to improve? Or maybe even stop doing altogether.
Yeah, that self-awareness is huge, isn't it? Being honest about who you are as a brand, even if it means facing some, uncomfortable truths.
It's not always easy, but ultimately, that honesty, that's what lets you build a brand that's authentic, a brand that truly resonates.
And on that note, I think it's time for us to log off and get back to reality, but this has been such a thought-provoking conversation. Thank you.
My pleasure. Always happy to talk about this stuff.
We've covered so much from like the subconscious factors that drive our choices to the importance of building brands that are, well, real, not just smoke and
The
mirrors.
power of brand reality. It's a
Yeah,
game changer.
it really is. And for everyone listening, thank you so much for joining us for this deep dive. I hope you learned something new today. I know I did. Until next time.